trying to reach?
What number is this?
What number are you trying to reach?
I don't know.
Well, I think you have the wrong number.
Do I?
It happens. Take it easy. Hello?
I'm sorry. I guess I dialed the wrong number.
Well, so why'd you dial it again?
To apologize.
You're forgiven. Bye now.
Wait. Don't hang up.
What?
I want to talk to you for a second.
They've got 900 numbers for that. See ya. Hello?
Why don't you want to talk to me?
Who is this?
You tell me your name, I'll tell you mine.
I don't think so.
What's that noise?
Popcorn.
You making popcorn?
Uh-huh.
I only eat popcorn at the movies.
Well, I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Really? What?
Oh, just some scary movie.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite scary movie?
I don't know.
You have to have a favorite. What comes to mind?
Halloween. You know, the one with the guy in the white mask who walks around and stalks babysitters?
Yeah.
What's yours?
Guess.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Is that the one where the guy had knives for fingers?
Yeah, Freddy Krueger.
Freddy, that's right. I like that movie. It was scary.
Well, the first one was, but the rest sucked.
So, you got a boyfriend?
Why, you want to ask me out on a date?
Maybe. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
You never told me your name.
Why do you want to know my name?
I want to know who I'm looking at.
What did you say?
I want to know who I'm talking to.
That's not what you said.
What do you think I said? What? Hello?
Look, I gotta go.
Wait, I thought we were gonna go out.
Nah, I don't think so.
Don't hang up on me.
Shit. Yes?
I told you not to hang up on me.
What do you want?
Talk.
Well, dial someone else, okay? Listen, asshole!
No, you listen, you little bitch! You hang up on me again, I'll gut you like a fish, understand? Yeah.
Is this some kind of joke?
More of a game, really. Can you handle that? Can you see me?
Listen, I am 2 seconds away from calling the police.
They'd never make it in time. We're out in the middle of nowhere.
What do you want?
To see what your insides look like.
How do you know his name.
Turn on the patio lights. Again.
The sun went down and the jungle fire was burning. Down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the big rock candy mountains. In the big rock candy mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night, where the boxcars all are empty and the sun shines every day on the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings, in the big rock candy mountains. In the big rock candy mountains, all the cops have wooden legs and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth and the hens lay soft boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the big rock candy mountains. In the big rock candy mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the big rock candy mountains. In the big rock candy mountains, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work, in the big rock candy mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the big rock candy mountains.
Oh, got bugs. I got bugs in my room. Bugs in my bed. Bugs in my ears. There are eggs in my head. Bugs in my pockets. Bugs in my shoes. Bugs in the way I feel about you. Bugs on my window, trying to get in. They don't go nowhere. Waiting, waiting. Bugs on my ceiling, crowded the floor. Standing, sitting, kneeling. A few block the door. And now the questions. Do I kill them? Become their friend? Do I eat them? Raw, well done. Do I trick them? I don't think they're done. Do I join them? Looks like that's the one. I got bugs on my skin, tickle my nausea. I let it happen again. They're always taking over. I see this around me, I see. See them deciding my fate. When I had a chance, I'll just stop now. I'll become naked, and with the I'll become one.
You're like all the rest of them, young and beautiful and healthy. Well, I rocked to death in bed in a lousy, stinky hospital.
Thank you. keeper of the gates of wisdom, please let me in. 'Cause I just can't go through another heartache again. Pretty lies and alibis, how could I be so blind? Now all alone and scared I stand, slowly going out of my mind. He was my strongest weakness, I surrendered heart and soul. It's gonna be a long, long time till I regain control. I'm still a prisoner, held captive by his man. He was my strongest weakness, and I'm afraid he'll always be. I gave my faithful heart to someone who couldn't understand how he held my little world in the palm of his hand. Now he's gone, life goes on. So if this pain will ever end, will I be afraid? Ever fall in love again? He was my strongest weakness, I surrendered heart and soul. It's gonna be a long, long time till I regain. I'm still a prisoner, held captive by his memory. He was my strongest weakness, and I'm afraid he'll always be. Was my strongest weakness, and I'm afraid he'll always be.
Whoa! He made the international sign of the donut.
From the limited information available, I've made three extrapolations. One, our Martian friend is a carbon-based life form. Two, he breathes nitrogen. And three, the large cerebrum here indicates telepathic potential.
You mean they can read our thoughts?
Potentially, yes.
What about their intentions? Are they a friendly people?
Logic dictates that given their extremely high level of technical development, they're an advanced culture, therefore peaceful and enlightened. The human race, on the other hand, is an aggressively dangerous species. I suspect they have more to fear from us than we from them. Doctor.
Thank you, Professor. For many years, I've been refining a translating computer. The results are not perfect, but this may answer some of your questions.
All green of skin, 800 centuries ago, their bodily fluids include the birth of half-breeds.
How many centuries did he say?
800, sir.
Self-determination of the cosmos. For dark is the swathe that mows like a harvest.
What the hell does that mean?
Sign up in our town. If you live it up, you won't live it down. So she left Monte Rio's son, just like a bullet leaves a gun. With a charcoal eyes and Monroe hips, she went and took that California trip. Oh, the moon was gold and her hair like wind. Said, don't look back, just come on, Jim. Oh, you got to hold on, hold on. You got to hold on, take my hand. Standing right here, you got to hold. Dime store watch and a ring made from a spoon. Everyone's looking for someone to blame. And you share my bed, you share my name. Well, go ahead, call the cops. You don't meet nice girls in coffee shops. She said, baby, I still love you. Sometimes there's nothing left to do. Oh, but you got to hold on, hold on. Baby, got to hold on and take a mind. Standing right here, you got to hold on. Well, God bless your crooked little heart. St. Louis got the best of me. I miss your broken China voice. How I wish you were still here with me. Oh, you build it up, you wreck it down. Then you burn your mansion too. There's nothing left to keep you here. But when you're falling behind and it's a big blue world, oh, you've got to hold on, hold on. Baby, gotta hold on, take my hand. Standing right here, gotta hold on. down by the Riverside Motel. It's thin below and falling by a 99-cent store. She closed her eyes and started swaying, but it's so hard to dance that way when it's cold and there's no music. Oh, your old hometown so far away, but inside your head there's a record that's playing, a song called Hold On, Hold On. Baby, gotta hold on to take a mind. Standing right there, gotta hold on. You gotta hold on, hold on. Baby, gotta hold on, take a mind. Standing right there, gotta hold on. You gotta hold on, hold on. Baby, gotta hold on and take a mind. Standing right here, you gotta hold on. You gotta hold on, hold on. Baby, gotta hold on and take a mind. Standing right here, you gotta hold on. You gotta hold on. You gotta hold on.
Coming on to me.
Oh, come on. That's what they always say, Jeff.
Who?
Who? The pedophiles. She was so sexy, she was asking for it. Oh, she was only technically a girl. She acted like a woman. It's just so easy to blame a kid, isn't it? Just because a girl knows how to imitate a woman does not mean she's ready to do what a woman does. I mean, you're the grown-up here. If a kid is experimenting and says something flirtatious, you ignore it. You don't encourage it.
Look, I've been lonely, okay? And that makes me stupid, but I'm not a pedophile.
Okay,
look,
you know
this
what?
Is some horrible mistake.
Lonely,
just untie me now. We'll forget
stupid.
This whole thing
and
that happened. Just untie me
now!
You
might be a little peeved. So when I am ready to go, I'll call a cab and call another one to let you loose.
And when will that
be? I'm not sure yet.
We'll be right back. How you doing, kid?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry it was a lousy fire.
But what? They're trying to kill you.
Well, that's nothing new. How's your spunk, kid?
Okay.
Okay, let's go.
What are they doing to Violet?
The same thing they would have done to you.
Broke my leg in Santa Fe. lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. But I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got.
Watching Channel 4 News with five-time Emmy Award-winning anchor Ron Burgundy and Tits McGee.
Good evening, San Diego. I'm Veronica Corningstone. Tits McGee is on vacation.
And I'm Tits. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Thank you.
Oh,
find her, Rita!
Oh, son of a bitch!
Now tell me where she is!
You killed him, you son
of a bitch! I have no time to mess around!
Get off of me!
Tell me!
Master!
Where is she?
No!
You tell me where she is?
No!
Where is she?
Thank you. Forget it, bud. I have to go back to work. You want to go for breakfast later? No. I'm sorry. I just have to get back, that's all. Now, bud, don't be that way.
Got in here. Look over here. And here. Sister.
Is that it?
No. Here.
What's this?
It's gibberish. No. It's a Celtic word. Samhain. It means the Lord of the Dead. The end of summer. The festival of Samhain. October 31st.
Dr. Loomis?
Yes.
I have to talk to you.